Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:49 on Total Information AM with Carol Daniel. I'm Tom Ackerman. A couple of traffic notes. We now have debris in the road. Eastbound 44 past Vandeventer. The two right lanes are closed. This is a new incident just a few moments ago. Eastbound 44 past Vandeventer. The two right lanes are closed there due to debris in the road. 70 eastbound before St. Charles Rock Road. The two left lanes are closed due to a crash. And that's traffic on KMOX.
It is 9:50. Total Information AM. St. Louis area employers are being encouraged to fill out a survey. It's called the Women in the Workplace Scorecard, an effort by the Women's Foundation. So what are they being asked and how will the information be used? Carrie Crompton joins us. She's president of the Women's Foundation of Greater St. Louis. Welcome to KMOX, Carrie. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
So before we get to the actual survey itself, tell us what the Women's Foundation of Greater St. Louis is all about.
Yeah, so the Women's Foundation of Greater St. Louis is an organization that acts as a catalyst for workplace, individual, and policy change that advances women's economic success in the workplace.
And Carrie, the scorecard, the survey, why was it created in the first place?
Well, as we all know, women in the workplace, there's the gender pay gap, there's lack of representation in leadership. And so about 6 years ago, our organization put together a very simple scorecard that has grown over the years to create a baseline for St. Louis area organizations to understand where they are in terms of pay equity, in terms of representation of females in leadership, and recruitment and retention policies that help make an equitable and flexible workplace for women.
I know that the goal has been, because I've worked with the foundation a couple of times over the years, more than a couple, but I know the goal is to grow the number of employers who are actually filling it out. So what are some of the questions that are asked on the survey?
That's a great question. So first of all, we do categorize companies into small, medium, and large. We know there's lots of great organizations and companies here in the St. Louis area, so we do try to break it down based on the number of employees you have, because obviously that has different implications. But really, it's quite simple. We're looking at four different areas, again, looking at pay equity, representation of females in leadership in the C-suite, recruitment and retention practices that, again, having women want to work in your organization, and then also policies that help keep them there no matter what life throws at them, and also flexible leave policies for women and families.
Carrie, are we hearing from employers who are changing their environment as a result of these survey results?
Yes, we really are. A lot of what we've seen over the last 6-7 years is organizations who have continued to improve. These are four very big areas that employers are working on, and certainly not knocking it out of the park in all four areas the first year out of the gate, but it really gives organizations that baseline data so they can understand where they are and then work towards improving that. That's really something that we've seen every year. Our questions go a little bit deeper. I believe we started with, do you have paid family leave? Yes, no. And then every year since then, it's like, yes, no. Okay, if you have it, what are the terms of that? How long? How much is paid? How much is unpaid? Things like that. So we can dive a little bit deeper and continue to keep the conversation going and giving them tools to be able to implement and improve the policies they might have.
So that employers, you say, are changing. How are employees, how are women using the survey? And perhaps men, too.
Absolutely, because we can't forget about men, you know, with families, you know, there's paternity leave, there's all kinds of different dynamics that happen in a household. So we definitely want to be, you know, cognizant of that. from the employee standpoint, that's something we're really keen to dive into. We've really focused on the employer side, but how are these policies in practice? We look at the different policies that an organization might have, but really in terms of practicality, how does that play out for a woman? Are they taking advantage of it? If they are taking advantage of it, was it helpful? Could there be something different? And so for 2023, we're really looking to have those conversations with employees, especially at some of our companies that we've honored in the past who have great policies. But again, how is it in practice?
You know, the last I saw, the percentage of Fortune 500 companies who had women CEOs was growing, but it's still just 8.8%. 35% of top management positions are held by women. Carrie, what do you think about this moving forward when it comes to gender equity, diversity? Some people bristle when they hear that. I would say that doesn't it start at the top? I mean, we say this all the time in business. It starts at the top. It literally starts at the top, does it not, if you're going to appoint a female CEO?
Absolutely. We talk about, you know, trickle-down economics, trickle down everything. So I do believe it starts at the top. I think it starts at the top in terms of large organizations. There's some amazing organizations here and companies here in the St. Louis area. They need to be leading by example. So representation at that C-suite. But we really find in Missouri, the gender wage gap, it is shrinking. So it's similar to that point where we're seeing more representation in leadership. But on average, full-time women in the state of Missouri are still earning approximately $10,000 less than men. So it's still a problem. And that's where I think having these conversations, having organizations complete the survey to really understand where they are, and then to help convene organizations to share best practices so everyone can have policies that are flexible to women and families.
And Tom said it, that gender equity, you hear those terms, diversity, and some people do, they not only bristle, they rebel against them. They don't want that. So why does this matter? How do you convince them that this is important?
I think in this day and age, it has to be important. And for people that bristle and perhaps are not interested in things like this, this is the way of the future. And so I think, again, by having these conversations and you having us on this program so we can share this information, it's going to resonate at some point, whether we're talking about diversity and inclusion and belonging, gender, wage gap, different things like that. But it's a slow moving needle. But we still keep having these conversations, and that's why the Women's Foundation of Greater St. Louis and the scorecard that we have is so important to our area.
The president of the Women's Foundation is Carrie Crompton. We appreciate the visit very much on KMOX. All the best with it.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
And Carrie, before you go, how do employers take the survey? What do they do?
Great question. Thank you so much for asking. So you can go directly to our website, www.wfstl.org. And right in the middle, there'll be a pop-up box that comes. You can register for the survey. You'll be sent your own unique link, and you can complete it. And it'll be open through February.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.